Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Barugian, and welcome to 2019, folks. A new year, and we've got new business to talk about, and I got a great guest for us to start the year. I've got David Carman coming on. Now, David is actually COO of FinTank, among other things, and for those that don't know what FinTank is, I actually spoke at a couple of their conferences. I moderated one of their panels. They had a CryptoCon here in Chicago, and I got to tell you something about this group and about David Carman in particular. They are very big on, number one, networking within the city of Chicago. But number two, they are very good at spotting talent, all right, and spotting what I would consider to be the next best thing and the hottest thing out there. And they'll bring them out in front of people. They'll actually expose them. They'll incubate ideas. I love that. And David is going to come on the show. He's going to talk a little bit about what's going on. Look, they're talking about an organization. They got 10,000 active members, folks. All right. So, you know, he's going to really give us a feel for what's going on. But let's start the year by talking a little bit about business, a little bit about the cloud. And, you know, you do see all the headlines. We see, of course, the market as it's been getting hit over the course of those last few weeks of the year of 2018. And, you know, a lot of turbulence going into 2019. You know, but the one story that seems to stay constant is the fact that, you know, fintech, all right, and whether we're talking about, you know, the cloud, whether we're talking about cryptocurrencies, whatever the case might be, but fintech is not having a slump, believe it or not. Look, I don't care what you say about Bitcoin going down, and for those that think it's going to zero, well, you know what, just turn me off. All right, just turn me off. That's not going to happen. All right. For those of you that do think that digital payments are going to be the future, all right, and that technology will one day lead us there, then stay tuned because you're going to love what David has to say, and he can explain to you some of the things that are going on here in the Chicagoland area. But pay attention, folks, to a couple of things. All right. Pay attention to the rhetoric that surrounds what is going on in the marketplace. You know, it's very easy for people to get negative when the market's going down. It's hard for people to stay positive when the market is going down. That's exactly what's happened. I want you to pay attention to one guy in particular, Tom Lee. I got a lot of respect for this guy. He was at Morgan Stanley. He's been right a lot. Well, he was wrong about Bitcoin last year. He was looking for Bitcoin to run last year and kind of came off a little bit. But guess what? He's holding steady. After the 80%+ decline of Bitcoin, he's holding steady. That, my folks, is conviction. As opposed to Anario Rubini, who waits for it to break 80% and then says, oh, wait a second, I don't believe in this, it's going to zero. Anyway, let's take a few minutes, come back, and talk to David Carman.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. As promised, as I told you, I'm really excited about this interview. It's the first one for 2019. And this is a gentleman who actually asked me to moderate one of their panels at CryptoCon. And I've been there a couple of years. And I got to tell you something. It's probably one of the best conferences around, at least in the Chicagoland area, if not in the country. But I'm going to bring him out right now. David Carman, he's the co-founder, the COO of FinTank. He's also the president and CEO of BNC Venture Capital Group and its umbrella organization, which is the Business Network Chicago. And they've got 10,000 active members. I'm not going to keep going because I've been talking about you now for a while, David. How you doing? First of all, thank you for joining us. This is great. I love having you on.
Well, thanks, Jack. I appreciate it. And by the way, thanks so much for being a moderator at our last conference. You do a terrific job.
Well, you know what? It was basically a labor of love, let me tell you, especially because those the guests that were up there were so, so good. But let's get right into it. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, at FinTank, what you're doing with BNC Venture Capital Group. Give us an idea of what's going on there.
Well, we launched a FinTank at the beginning of 2017, and it kind of germinated out of, well, Ron wanted a FinTech club back in 2015, and my partner, George Vugatich, who really is the founder of FinTank, they asked, at the time he was running 1871, and they asked him to interview a bunch of key players around town who were interested in FinTech. And he came back and he said, the good news is they're interested in, you know, FinTech. The bad news is nobody's on the same page. And it just never took off. And then he decided to go off and start it on his own. He just saw a lot of opportunity. These technologies are in the process of being transformative. And so he started at the beginning of 2017, and I came on board in February. And we've been basically, you know, people ask who we are, and we do a lot of different things. We're always looking for what we think are important initiatives in the FinTech space. So number one, we're a hub, and we try to bring everybody together, you know, and find all the key players that are involved in FinTech. We also have an accelerator to help support startups to innovate. We do a lot of educating. You know, we have our conferences. Since, you know, launching FinTank in 2017, we've done four conferences, two on blockchain, one on crypto, and one on wealth that we do with Morningstar. And what we find particularly fascinating, they call them financial technologies, but realistically speaking, almost all these technologies can be applied to any industry. I mean, what industry is not going to be impacted by, say, artificial intelligence, you know, for starters? And a lot of these technologies are also incestuous, you know, blockchain underlies crypto. If you're in a crypto, you're probably also in the trading. Everything needs to be protected with cybersecurity. Any enterprise generates data that has to be collected and encrypted and then analyzed. So there's huge opportunities in all these technologies. So we're always looking for initiatives. So in addition to that, we run a lot of meetup groups to educate too. The conferences mainly are designed to educate and to bring people together to hopefully they'll start collaborating with one another. So we have the conferences, the meetup groups, we have the accelerator. And then we're getting ready to launch crypto markets probably this month and try to build an online community for anybody interested in, you know, blockchain and crypto.
This is so fascinating. I got to tell you, David, the fact that you guys have got you filled a hole, as far as I can tell. There was a void, especially here in Chicago. I'm a lifelong Chicagoan. I was born and raised here. And, you know, I got tired of hearing about the technology communities and the fintech, you know, developments that were going on in the Valley and out in New York or down in Austin, Texas. First of all, tell me if I'm right, having a bit of a grudge there. And then tell me a little bit about the fintech scene here in Chicago, because I would think, and this is just, you know, somebody who's kind of seen it from 30,000 feet looking down, between the trading community that we had here, between, you know, the schools, you know, you've got some of the greatest universities in the world. We've got some serious talent here. So I would think that this has really got to be a growing hub for fintech.
I think Chicago is perfectly situated for fintech. You know, right now you have 1871, which is the hub for entrepreneurship in Chicago. Their main focus is digital tech. And then down the hall at the Merchandise Mart on the 12th floor is Matter, which focuses on health tech. And then at 965 West Chicago, you have M Hub, which focuses on manufacturing tech. But if you take a look at Chicago's history, where Chicago has the most longest and most illustrious and great track record is really in fintech, you know, starting with the Board of Trade in 1848. And the Board of Trade probably did more to build Chicago probably than any other company or organization, because it established Chicago as the grand commerce of the world, which brought in the money, which brought in the banks, and everything kind of took off from there. Then you get the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and then the Board of Trade launches the Chicago Board of Arms Exchange, and then the CBOE splits off. So there, here in Chicago, we had three. Now we have two of the most prominent global powerhouse exchanges on the planet. Find me another city or region of the world where it can match what Chicago has done in the trading arena. I don't think you can, not even New York or London or Hong Kong, what have you. So we have a long history, particularly in trading. Along with the trading, to your point, Jack, you have a ton of talent. You have the traders, you have cutting edge technology to trade, and then, you know, you're plenty of universities, all sorts of stuff going on. And part of our agenda right now at FinTank is to try to herd all the cats together and see what can we do in order to elevate Chicago as the crypto trading capital of the world. You already have the CBOE and the Mercantile Exchange trading futures on Bitcoin. The CBOE is getting ready to add Ether. And then you have a lot of underlying spot exchanges such as Athena and Because, CTX, Aris. So you have a ton of stuff going on just in the Bitcoin and trading space. And then you have other things going on here in Chicago and other fintech technologies. AI, I think, is going to be huge. The guys who founded some of the most successful companies over the last 10 years, Groupon, Eric Lepowski and Brad Keywell, now they have Uptake, which is into IoT, and then Tempest, which is collecting data on cancer patients. And so you can't have AI without the data. And they have hired tons of data scientists to try to glean actionable insights from all this data. So you have a lot going on just with AI and big data analytics in Chicago. You have startups such as Narrative Science that are also in that same space. You just have a whole bunch of stuff going on here in Chicago.
You know what? I've been saying that all along, David. You know what? You're preaching to the choir, first of all. And by the way, thank you for saying what you said about the exchanges. I feel the same way as a member of the exchange community and a former board of director of one of the exchanges. I absolutely could not agree with you more. But I want to shift the conversation a little bit. We keep talking about crypto. You've brought it up a couple of times. I too am a believer. In fact, just before you got on, I said if you are one of these people like Nariel Rubini that thinks that that crypto is nonsense and Bitcoin's going to zero, turn me off. Don't listen to me, because quite frankly, I know where the future is. In my mind's eye, it's digital, and it's global. Give me your thoughts about crypto, only because, this is such a hard time for those of us that are believers in this vision of the future. Mm-hmm. Give me your thoughts, especially about what's happening, around all of the, the panic. And you and I know markets, go down with a different type of feeling. There's panic and fear as opposed to greed and euphoria that takes, the market higher. But give me your thoughts, please.
Well, I mean, for starters, the crypto, obviously, it's a highly speculative, market. If you go back to a year ago, when the Bitcoin, exploded to close to 20,000, Jack, having been a trader and involved with the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the markets, if you look at a chart and it looks parabolic, there's a decent chance it's going to go down and complete the other side of the parabola.
That's exactly right.
And hindsight's 20/20, but that's what happened. I wasn't surprised at all. And also, if you look at Bitcoin's track record since it's been around, this is like the fourth time that Bitcoin has plummeted like 75 or 80%. So this. And two, from both of the charting standpoint and also its history, was not a big surprise to me. So I wish I had been more confident. I would have shorted it, but I didn't. But anyway.
Well, it was almost impossible to short the way the exchanges set it up. I know that I tried, and you had to put up five or six times the margin because the FCMs wouldn't let you do it. It is that speculative. People were worried about it. But I guess here's a real question for you. And just being a market historian, I've always looked at things and warning signals. If I go back to my old Jesse Livermore the market always gives you warning signals. Was that a warning signal of what might be occurring to the upside for Bitcoin down the road?
Well, possibly. First of all, in retrospect, it was a terrific warning signal for the stock market. In retrospect.
That's true.
It showed that people had a bit... It showed that people had a big appetite to buy risky assets. One thing. Secondly, I think going forward, I talked to, I don't know if you've heard of Ari Paul. Ari used to be a trader and market maker with Susquehanna. And then he helped manage the portfolio, the endowment fund at U of Chicago. And then he left and he launched his own hedge fund. And he raised about $150 million from some very successful VCs who have been big advocates of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, Mark Andreessen and Andreessen Horowitz, and then also Fred Wilson, Eden Square Ventures. And I talked to Ari a few months ago, and I said, what do you think about Bitcoin? And then it was in the 6,000s. And he goes, well, he thought, and you know, who knows? You're talking about predicting the future. But he thought it could go down to 3,000, but we're buying it now in the 6,000s. You know, which is okay. I mean, it's hard to analyze an asset that is doesn't have intrinsic value, right? The U.S. dollar really doesn't have intrinsic value, but it is backed by the federal government, which gives it its value. And the thing about Bitcoin and these cryptos are not backed by anybody. So you got to look at other metrics besides price, you know, how many users, how many accounts, and so on and so forth. And also, you have some big institutions that are now moving into the space. You also, you know, pretty soon ICE is going to launch the Bot Exchange. And what's particularly interesting about that exchange, it's not going to settle in cash as the border, as the Merck and CBOE contracts do, which is going to tie it closer to the actual underlying, you know, currency. And you have Fidelity just launched their own new, you know, digital firm, which is pretty bold, right?
Yeah.
Flaky organizations jumping into the crypto space.
Now that you're talking about it, David, only before I lose you here, now make sure that the listeners understand there is a big difference between Bitcoin and crypto. I mean, there are other, there's, in fact, why don't you give us your definition? Because I think they are two different things under the same umbrella.
Well, you know, Bitcoin is, you're talking about these cryptocurrencies. I think crypto, I mean, to me, I look at in terms of just crypto assets, right? So you have these currencies, and then you also have the coins. The ICOs are red hot in 2017. Those have kind of, dwindled down quite a bit. And I think you're talking about, when you talk about crypto assets, the first thing that comes up to me is the trust factor. They're not backed by anybody, right? And so it's a very different type of paradigm than what we're used to.
Well, I like that peer-to-peer validation, you know, as opposed to trust and verify. You know, it's don't trust, okay, and there's your verification in front of you. I like that. I'm glad that's where the world's going.
Well, I think it provides opportunities. At the same time, I think one of the problems we're having with public blockchains is that issue of trust. So a lot of these, the private blockchains, you need permission to join. That's one thing. But I think trust is, you know, it is what it is. And if it works and we can do continue to grow this peer-to-peer new type of paradigm, I think we'll all benefit. Look, it's, you know, when it comes to really anything, when you get a bunch of people together, if everybody is going to play fair on the sandbox and have a high level of integrity, you're going to do some wonderful things together, right? But if you're going to have people who are not going to be on board, or worse yet, they're going to cheat and just think about their own self-interest, it's going to bring the whole thing down, right?
Now, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a doctor or if you're a lawyer. Whatever profession you're in, you and I know there are going to be people out there that are going to figure out a way to be able to game the system. And but listen, David, we're running out of time. Tell me, do you guys have any events coming up? Talk to us a little bit about what you have coming up here, only because I think it's important for people to know.
I think right now our top initiative is we're getting ready to launch crypto markets. So you're going to be able to, post your own personal profile. It's going to be kind of like, in a way, LinkedIn for people in the crypto space. But you're going to be able to, put up your profile. You're going to be able to post a job and search for a job. You're going to be able to promote your, company if you're in the blockchain crypto space. Further down the road, we plan on adding a chat room. So if you're a trader investor, you can talk about your trading strategies and investing strategies for crypto. We'll take it from there.
That's good stuff, David. I got to tell you. You know what? I was trained by the Jesuits up at Loyola, and they told me, you know what, there's a lot of ethics that go along with business, and that's the way to do it. And what you're doing is so cool. I like that. You know what? And you know what? I love it. Just, you know what? The more power to you. David, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Jack. Thanks so much for having me. Supporting us.
You know what? My pleasure. And for those of you out there, you know, you could always get on FinTank's website and find out a little bit more about them. And you've been listening to David Carman. My name is Jack Berugin. This has been CloudSense. I'll be talking to you soon.